Somebody who can help you, like the lady told me the other day. Say, her pastor told her, don't listen, nobody can help her. And I did my investigation on her pastor, and here's somebody here, Shelly. You know, I was telling you about him, the same one y'all seen down there in Biloxi at the casino. He doing so bad, he's taking 5 different pills a day. He had to have 30 people to go to the bathroom with him. And when Shelly and him seen him down to the casino, had on them old shades in that wheelchair, just good walk. And they ain't gonna tell somebody how and what not to do, and he can't even help himself. He doing so bad the seat of his breast is smoking, doing so bad the dogs won't even bark at him.
What kind of man?
What kind of man is this?
No,
he walks like Jesus.
What kind of man?
What kind of man is this?
No, he talks
like Jesus.
Come Tommy Yates, Gospel Singers. Right there. Singing for us here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU. It Must Be the Lord is what they were singing about on the Copeland record label about 1959. Tommy Yates making two or three other just killer rock and gospel records. And right before that, we heard the Brooklyn All-Stars first record from 1958 on the Peacock record label, courtesy of the 78 RPM Media. Prayer for Today. An excellent title to start Sinner's Crossroads this evening here on WFMU. My name is Kevin Nutt. I invite you to stay tuned for the next 50 minutes or so for our gospel extravaganza, our journey through vintage gospel land. The Brooklyn All-Stars and the Tommy Yates Gospel Singers starting us off on the good foot here on Sinner's Crossroads. But we'll start the next set with some great Memphis Pentecostal shouting and carrying on, and Miss Bessie Johnson. And One Day is what she'll be singing about. It takes them a little while to get going, but once they do, it's a Pentecostal pandemonium. Bessie Johnson and her Pentecostal brethren from 1929, here on Sinner's Crossroads, on WFMU.
Let Jesus lead you. Jesus lead you. Let Jesus lead you all the way.
All the way, Lord.
All the way from earth to heaven. Let Jesus lead you all the way.
In the second chapter and the 18th verse, and reads like this: Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt lay this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by. Let his name. And Joshua, the son of Nun, sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, Go view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into the harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into thine hands Jericho. And the king, therefore, and the mighty men of Baalah, and ye shall compass the city, and ye men of war, and go around about the city once. Thou shalt do this 6 days, and 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horn. And the 7th day, ye shall compass the city 7 times. And the priests shall blow the trumpets, And if they'll do like I tell them, the world will come tumbling down. And when they had marched around on the seventh day, seven times and blew the ram's horns, the walls came tumbling down. Tell me, can't you help me sing the song about Jericho, let's not name. Just a wave from the battle of Jericho.
Living the coming. Yes, sir. Taking all our loved ones. Yes, sir. It leaves our whole soul lonely and drear. Oh, Lord. That's when we wonder, oh, why others prosper. Yes, sir.
Reason why, praise. nothing on me.
Great gospel record there. Almost sounded like the Traveling Echoes at the Freedom Gospel Singers. I Told the Lord. In a very nice way. From 1963 here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU. We started that set of gospel music with Bessie Johnson out of Memphis in 1929 on the OK record label. And one day, Bessie Johnson and her Pentecostal crew. We heard next from the Tinley Quaker City Gospel Singers, and Let Jesus Lead You. That's what they were singing about, a fine quartet recording for, also recording for the OK record label. 3 years later, in 1932, the Tinley Quaker City Gospel Singers, just that 178. Had a little preaching next from the Reverend F.W. McGee and Scarlet Thread in the Window, the name of his sermonette, and followed by about a minute and a half of Raucous singing from his studio congregation, collected together and gathered together to record for the Victor record label in 1928. And we jumped ahead about 21 years to the Norfolk Four, recording in 1949 for the Gotham record label. And it may be the last time, yeah, the Norfolk Four. We heard from the Great Soul Stirrers, of course, and the Albert Brumley and the Seven Shape gospel song standard, Farther Along, on the Specialty record label from 1956. We heard from the Griffinaires on the D-Town record label in 1961, I Don't Want to Be Lost. And none of us do. I don't want to be lost. And we ended set there with the Freedom Gospel Singers. I Told the Lord, and I will tell you. You are listening to Sinner's Crossroads here on WFMU. My name is Kevin Nutt. Bring me in touch by email. That is sinner@wfmu.org. Directly right there to us, sinner@wfmu.org. If you are listening to the show in real time, Einstein, real time, you can go to wfmu.org and check in with the playlist, AccuPlaylist, and AccuPlaylist comments boards with the gospel knuckleheads, the WFMU playlist drifters riding the range of the song lists. Join in. WFMU.org. We're going to start the next set with a really great version of the Albert Brumley gospel chestnut from, I think it was first published in 1938. I'll Fly Away, of course. And the Staple Singers getting rowdy a little bit on this one. Recorded for D-Town in 1961. I'll Fly Away, but you need to stay right here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU.
I'll fly away.
You know, I'll fly away.
I'll fly away.
You know, I'll fly away.
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 if Jesus can't fix it, no. Nobody can. I like to say that one more time. If Jesus can't fix it, nobody, nobody can. I wonder how many of you out there ever been sick. He can move the pain from everywhere. Lord, he can make you feel, oh, just like you never there. That's why if Jesus can't fix it, nobody can. Well, listen, he fixed it. He fixed it for my mother. He fixed that. He fixed it for my father too. If Jesus can't fix that, no. Nobody. Well, listen, here's the good part about it. He fixed it for me. I remember in 1976, I was laying down on my sick bed, and Jesus, he fixed it, Lord, he fixed it. That's why I said, Jesus can't. Nobody can. But listen here, Jesus, he can fix it. He'll open doors for you. But Jesus, when your body gets so heavy, Jesus, all you got to do is trust in it. Jesus, if Jesus can fix it, no, nobody can.
I'm gonna be the I'm here to tell you that I myself have come because I had a problem at one time. Couldn't hold on to no money. But nature was on vacation. And just seemed like everything was going wrong. And number one, I just come back each time because I like to keep up a stock on that V-2000. Talking about the generals and the colonels and the sergeants and all that. I'm just going to call it the V-2000. Me and my red bone, we come through this way. We enjoy coming down and seeing Reverend Isaiah because Reverend Isaiah told me the truth from day one. But I'm here to let you know the spiritual workshop here has helped me and all my family, friends, and all the ones that have came to see him, that everyone that I told him to come see him, even the ministers in different places, because I've visited a lot of places, have come to see Reverend Isaiah. A lot of people don't say nothing about this man of God because they try to keep their business quiet, but I understand that when they come to see Reverend Isaiah, things have turned, and I haven't heard one bad thing about this man of God. This Reverend Isaiah, I'm here to say Reverend Isaiah has helped me throughout time, and that V-2000 is just what I'm here to talk about each time I come through, heading down to the coast. And I'm glad to be here once again, giving honor to God, just to let you and everyone know that Reverend Isaiah is right here, right now, at the telephone lines or wherever you can see him. Just come in. Just come on in. Just come right on down here to State Street. Just come right on down here to State Street, right here at the Spiritual Workshop, to see my good friend, Reverend Isaiah.
On my journey now. journey now.
I'm on my journey now.
When you hear me praying,
on my journey now.
On my journey now.
I'm on my journey now.
My heart is fixed.
My heart is fixed.
My mind is made up.
My mind is made up.
I can tell the world
I'm
about it.
Oh! Yes, you did. And I want to say,
and a really slow, nice gospel number there, 70s style gospel number, to end things this evening on Sinner's Crossroads. We're almost end things. The Royal Dixie Wonders, Lord Jesus, is what they were singing on the Soul Search record label. Around 1975 or so, I'm thinking, I don't know. We also heard from the Swanee Larks in there. I'm on my journey now, the Swanee Larks, on their Lark Special record label. We heard from the Supreme Councils and Freedom on the Chapel record label, the Supreme Councils. We heard a raucous, super fast version of Working on a Building from the Lyric Supremes on their own Supreme record label. And the font on the label, I would guess around 78 or so. The Lyric Supremes, just in case you were wondering. We heard a really nice understated guitar gospel number by Brother Grady Coffey. And I've Got a Friend Called Jesus. Yes, indeed. On the Kingdom record label there, Brother Grady Coffey. And we started to sit there with the Staple Singers, And I'll Fly Away, from 1961. On the D-Town record label. Oh, yeah. You've been tuned to Sinner's Crossroads here on WFMU. Thanks for tuning in this evening for our gospel sermon and song, Sinner's Crossroads gospel broadcast. My name is Kevin Nutt. Stay tuned to WFMU. Ride the old ship all week until it comes back around again to Sinner's Crossroads next week. Stay tuned, and we'll see you then.
You are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. Up next, Music to Spaz By with Dave the Spaz.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I've asked you down to this end of the tent, as we do only one time during a full and complete performance, to present to you our very special extra added attraction. Now, this attraction was not advertised out on the front of the show. You did not see it pictured. It's not presented on our main stages. You have not bought a ticket to see this yet. It is presented instead behind this curtain on a high, well-lighted stage. And behind the curtain, you're going to see one of the strangest, most bizarre living human oddities on public exhibition today.
Hi, this is David. Well, here we go again.
You're tuned to Music to Spaz By with Dave the Spaz on listener-supported WFMU East Orange. If you'd like to set your watch, the correct Music to Spaz By time is exactly half past the monkey's ass.
Open up! It's Joe Besser! Ah!
Oh, But tell me how much you love me. I'll tell you how much I care. Your sweet caress will bring happiness. Yes, I'm loving you. Tell me how much you love me. I'll tell you how much I care. Your sweet caress will bring happiness. Yes, I'm loving you. Yes, I'm loving you. Yes, I'm loving you. Yes, I'm loving you.
It's a receipt from a music store for 2 phonograph records. Now what do? Sit there and watch the labels go around?
Blonde hair got blue eye goon, yes.